I will hear from the womb, and I'll die in the earth.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Defender 7 Thursday night broadcast. Topic for tonight is current events, so whatever's going on around the country and anything that's going on in your neck of the woods, please feel free to call in, share it with us. We're always willing to talk to those who want to contribute to the topic. And by the way, I am your host and also the general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Now, before we get on with the show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, for those of you new just tuning in, check us out on our National Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now just know, before you click that join button, we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defender 7. If you get in and you feel you can't participate or don't want to participate, you can always leave, no hard feelings. We can also be reached on MeWe by clicking on organizations, scrolling down to Defender 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. We also have a website, so please feel free to browse that. We have a store and a donate button there. To get to our website, it's all lowercase letters, www.defenders.com. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations that we bring in all go back to our communities, 100%. We're not like the other groups who keep 90% and only distribute 10%. All 100% of whatever we bring in goes back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. That's natural disasters, shit hits the fan, you name it. By all means, help us to help you and your communities by either purchasing something from our store or clicking that donate button. We also have a YouTube channel. Check us out over there, and please hit that subscribe button. And for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in with your own opinions, your own thoughts. You will never be down for what you express. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Again, number to call to participate, area code 914-205-5773. I'm now opening the phone lines, folks. Call in from your area and let's discuss what's going on, because we do have a lot to talk about. And before anybody else calls in, I see my major of Wisconsin's on here, Miss Lorna Munson.
Of course. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. It's just you and me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nobody else has called in, so.
Oh, wow. Slackers.
Well, I thought Kim would be on because at first she said they were going away, and then since they didn't go away, she said she was going to make it on, but I doubt it.
All right.
But that's all right because I do have some things that we can go over.
Well,
one of our go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say send in prayers for my brother, and I'm really hoping for a misdiagnosis.
I hope so, too. You know, and just like I was going to say the same thing is give all the prayers and love to Brother Trent. Because I've known him and your other brother for many years.
Right.
So, you know, we're all family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I was going to say was one of our members reached out to me and she sent me a couple of links that she
really.
Actually, fact-checked and everything.
Really?
Yeah, and that's what I'm looking up right now. Oh, to start it off with, our favorite topic for the past year and a half.
Oh, boy.
Freaking COVID.
COVID. And now they got a third variant. It starts with an L, I think.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to cut it, you know, we've discussed this every time we do a show, especially on Medical Tuesdays. It's a no-brainer. They're still trying to keep us locked down, and the only way that they do it is by fear.
Mm-hmm.
But see, now they're trying to come up with a more stern approach. So they can not only grab our guns, but so that they can try to force us to take that damn vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about this at work the other day, and they're talking about different jobs forcing people to make it, and they said it's the law. And I said, no, it is not. You do not have to take that vaccine. And they said, well, it's law. And I said, no, go back to the Constitution. Isn't it Amendment 14?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know I posted the video that came with this link, this one link she gave me, is the 45,000 deaths from the jab. Just from the COVID vaccine itself.
Yeah.
And they're both videos, but they also got an article with it. And, you know, they're talking about, again, like I just said, You're currently reading 45,000 deaths from COVID vaccines in the U.S. They're covering up, and then they said slash genocide.
Huh.
Now, if I can get to this article, yeah, there it is, boom. But I'm going to, after tonight's show, I'm going to try to post this in our national pages.
Yeah.
July 22nd, 2021, graphene oxide black goo video posted in one article. COVID-19, and then in parentheses, flu renamed. And then, of course, you got your idiots trying to say that you need a certificate of a vaccination ID-19. And it also explains, you know, it being a genocide biological weapon.
Hmm.
And a lot of researchers even came out and said, and I'm sure they got, you know, they got X's and everything else on their chest and in the back of their head for coming out and saying it. But
oh, absolutely.
They're saying that the COVID-19 is a deadly vaccine.
Oh, I believe it. Don't, you know what? When they sent that picture of the of Trent's wife, Theory, with the she got the vaccine and they stuck a magnet on her arm and it actually stuck. And
right,
everybody saying her arm had to have been wet. No, it was not wet.
No.
She was sitting down in an air-conditioned room.
Right. There's another lady that follows our group, and she's been a good friend of mine for a couple of years on Facebook. Her son was living in a home, and they forced him to get the jab. And not 3 hours after they stuck the needle in his arm, he was in the ICU at the hospital.
Yeah.
And it was like about a month that he spent in the hospital, and she finally got him home. And he was, you know, he's doing a lot better now. But his
right.
breathing was real bad. His lungs were real bad. So she asked him, she goes, "Can I do that test on you?" And he goes, "Sure." And she put two of those big magnets, because he's a big boy. He's got bigger arms.
Right.
And she stuck it right on the spot where he got it and one right next to it, and damn if they didn't stick.
Hmm.
Now, see, that's, you know, in all the controversy out there and them calling us conspiracy theorists and all that, but all the groups, like I somebody brought me into a COVID-19 group. And those idiots are sitting there going, "Well, you know, they said it's safe." Well, you know, you're old enough to be researching it yourself.
Right, exactly.
And that's what it all boils down to. They're all running out there scared because, oh, the government said, yeah, you know what? If you're going to be a sheep on it, you're just a test dummy.
Yeah, I ain't doing it.
With so much controversy out there about the shot, and now you got Biden and everybody running around saying, "Oh, we're going to sue social media because they're allowing dangerous talks." Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. I was just listening to the news this morning that there's a few groups out there that they're trying to block because they're misinforming everybody on the social media. Misinforming, they're telling the truth.
Right. And that's what I'm getting at, is that they're trying to blame us for spreading it, is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not us. They're the ones that are blocking us. They're the ones that are threatening to take our groups down.
Right.
So, you know, we can't win either way. It don't matter.
No.
But just like, you know, another group I'm in, somebody brought up the fact that, well, what are you going to do when they do come door to door? And again, I told them, it's your constitutional right to tell them to get the hell off your property.
Right.
You cannot force, and this is the thing, and it cracks me up because these idiots in Congress, they're not even going by the law, because you cannot enforce a mandate. It has to be brought into law and passed in order for them to say, yeah, you got to get this done because it's a law. And that's where it's screwing a lot of these people up, is they're thinking the mandate's a law just because, oh, well, Biden said, oh, well, Kamala Harris said, and, oh, especially Dr. Fauci. Hey, I don't understand how that little idiot's still around. He should be in prison. But again, you know, if it was you or I, oh, we'd be under the prison, dead, buried.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, and that's the thing. Everybody's starting to wake up. I mean, yeah, it's a little late for some of them. And that's why every day I crack up, because, you know, y'all sat there telling me I was a conspiracy theorist on all the shows I've been doing for the past 2 years. And then now, all of a sudden, everything that I've reported is now becoming out, opening people's eyes. So,
right.
Conspiracy theorist.
I guess I am too, because I was the same way. There's no way. I didn't ever wear a mask, never will.
I told you, since this scandemic started, I wore a mask one time. You know why? Because I was in New Jersey, and it was at my dad's funeral.
Right.
But when we got to the cemetery, I was like, uh-uh, we're outside, buddy. It's cold. You ain't getting me to wear that mask anymore.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a joke. And I just don't see these mandates and then forcing, oh, well, you have to get the shot if you plan on traveling. Well, guess what? I'll travel by car. I don't need to go to no islands. And if I want to go to an island, I'll rent a freaking boat and drive myself there.
Right. Yeah, you can't get me on a plane. I've said that for years, right after 9/11.
But, I mean, you know, and it's so, you know, and now that they're targeting our kids, I was trying to find the article, because that upset me today. I can't remember the total number, but it wasn't a few. It was a lot of kids from 20 years old down that were forced to get these two freaking shots. One kid died of a heart attack.
I've seen that.
2 hours after it. And then there's, you know, younger children that lasted for a few weeks and then all of a sudden passed away.
Wow. Yeah, that kind of makes me nervous about my neighbor. I don't remember when she got her vaccine, 3 months, 6 months ago. And now she's freezing cold every morning.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much negative stuff about what they're pumping into your body. And
right.
I just really don't get why these people are letting them do it.
Brainwashed.
I mean, exactly. And I even have four family members that got the shot. They got both shots. Well, actually, one of the four got the Pfizer. But again, why do you need to look down future and, oh, well, you know, in 6 months you're going to have a booster? No. The only reason why they're pulling out that booster is because if you didn't die from the first two shots, you'll definitely die from the third one. Just my opinion.
Yeah. Yep.
Just
my
opinion.
100%. I agree 100%.
You look at the facts and you look at the research that hasn't been done on it.
Well, the CDC is pushing for it, but what's that other one? The FDA? They're not.
The FDA
they're
won't
not
approve
dealing with it.
No, they won't approve it.
Well, that's got to say a lot right there. And unfortunately, the job that I'm at right now, they go by what the CDC says. But when it comes to the time when they say I got to wear a mask, I won't be working there. Or hopefully I'll be moved out of here by then.
Right. But there's even been several studies done on that in itself. It makes you sick to wear a friggin' mask.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're coming up with all, what was Maria saying the other night? Monkeypox?
Monkeypox.
Yeah. It's from overseas. Somebody wound up with it, and apparently they're spreading it. I'm sorry, but half of these diseases, and again, so nobody gets their butt hurt, this is just my opinion. It's not fact, because I can't tell you it's fact. But read between the lines.
Right.
All of these germs and all these viruses, they're freaking made right in our own CDC labs. With the exception of this, you know, the start of this shit. That actually came from Wuhan.
Right.
What better time than to come up with a COVID-19 or a COVID, I'm sorry, it was COVID first. But what time to come up with a COVID than an election year, a year before
exactly.
An election year.
Exactly. How's all
again,
set up?
Again, you know, these labs, I don't care if it's a private lab, and I really don't care if it's a CDC lab. One way or another, they're carrying germs out the door. Because it's just awful funny that a lot of these so-called viruses, oh, we ain't seen this since 1967. Yeah, wonder why. Because it was grown in a petri dish and it was released. But then, again, you know, that's why I said, It's just my opinion because I don't want nobody coming back at me. Well, you said that. Yeah, I said it. I'm telling you what my thoughts on it are. You take
right.
it for what you want. I've been around that crap a long time, and I'll tell you right now, there ain't no way in hell there are that many people sick. Because
no.
if that was the case, the whole country would have came down with the damn thing.
Now, isn't it kind of weird that Texas numbers are rising in Florida and Michigan?
Of course.
They're,
of course.
I don't remember what the deal on Michigan. Weren't they getting rid of that mayor?
The governor, they were supposed to, because she was part of that hoax of her getting kidnapped.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Call in. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah.
There
he's
you
a big talker, and he's making me talk.
Yeah, just call in. Come give us your opinions. Area code 914-205-5773. Come join the conversation. But, yeah, you know, like I said, today it hit me hard because, you know, we all got kids.
Right.
Granted, our kids are older, but you and I both have grandkids.
Yeah, I've got 10, but luckily my kids are smart enough not to let them get the vaccine.
Right. Well, you know, and that's where it upsets me because the father of my two grandkids, he got the shot. Now, his reason was because he didn't want to bring anything home to the kids. Okay. I'll give you that much. But still, when they put the numbers out from the get-go that this thing is a higher chance of a successful, healthy, you know, recovery time than what this damn vaccine shot is.
Right.
That they still don't know. I mean, on one hand, they're claiming, oh, yeah, it's safe. Oh, yeah, once you get it. But wait a minute. You still got to stay 6 feet apart, and you still got to wear a mask because now us unvaccinated ones are the virus.
Right.
Get out of here.
I know. I'm never sick, ever. Knock on wood.
I told my sister. I said, you know, you of all people, because she's got, you know, she's had a titanium heart valve put in. That was supposed to last a lifetime. Well, it started messing up with her heart. So they took it out, and they put a cowl heart valve in. Not 2 months later, she had to go in and get a freaking pacemaker put in. Now, she's not real old. She's 60. She'll be 61. So I kept telling her when it came up to these shots, I said, Rob, she's like, I'm getting it because my doctor said. I was like, no, get a second opinion. I said, you of all people. I said, what do you think they're trying to do? I said, you've already got two strikes against you.
Right.
And you're gonna subject your body to these shots? You're fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But she went and got the shots. I mean, you know.
And I've always said that with the flu shot, too. I'm never sick. Why would I put a germ in my body if I'm not sick?
Exactly. And like I told you, a lot of us that were in the service, when I got out, I was like, you know what? Screw you all. You used me as a guinea pig when I first went in. I took all your shots. But guess what? Now I'm in control of my own health. I don't want to take your poison shot. I ain't getting it.
Right. I did take the tetanus shot where I almost cut my thumb off, but...
Well, that's one that's kind of hard to get around.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's about the only shot if I was forced to get it. A tetanus shot would be the only shot I'd take.
Right.
Because, I mean, like I said, I really don't want to take any of their shots, but...
No, won't. I will not. I won't do it.
And see, the other thing is your immune system. You want to build it up good? And I was told by two personal friend doctors, calcium D... 3, and you can get it over the counter, but mine's prescription. Yep, calcium vitamin D is one of the components that they put together in the malaria pill. If you
take
the malaria pill, you won't get coronavirus.
I take vitamin C and D.
Right, but this one's vitamin C, vitamin D with calcium, with the 3 at the end of it. And like I said, you could purchase it over the counter.
Mine has a 3 on it too, but it doesn't say nothing about calcium.
Well, as long as it says, you know, it says vitamin D3. Like I said, that's why my dad never contracted it. After being exposed to so many people, you know, going through hospitals and stuff. And I, you know, when you got a doctor saying, I wouldn't take that shit.
No.
What's that tell you?
Yeah, and I kind of go by a friend of mine's wife is a doctor too, and she says, no, don't do it.
See? I mean, these doctors, and that's what's sad, is because they're caught in catch-22 when it comes to it.
Yeah, they're kind of screwed.
Yeah, because they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. If they come out and speak about it, yeah, they're going to lose their license and they're going to wind up Clinton-sided.
Shouldn't they be able to sue, though, or something like that?
I would think so, but, again, the way this country's going, they can't tell which way's up, which way's down.
I know.
But and that's what really irritates me, too. And like I said, I have a really close friend that I went to high school with. She's a doctor. And she's also into the natural healing. Using natural, other than pharmaceutical.
Right. That's the way
and,
I go.
And this girl, I'm telling you, she is like a walking genius. You ask her one question, 2 seconds later she'll go, hold on a second, let me think about that for a second. And two seconds after that, boom, she's popping it off.
Wow.
And she was the first one to tell me, when all this crap started, she goes, just keep your zinc inside you and vitamin. And then when she found I was out, I was on the D3, she goes, just keep on doing what you're doing. She says, add vitamin C to it. She says, you just keep doing that. She's like, you'll be fine.
Right. You know what's going to end up happening with people doing this kind of treatment? They're going to make it so it's unavailable.
No, that's another red flag with this
hydro, whatever you call it.
Right. I know what you're talking about. I can't pronounce it, and I ain't hacking it.
Right.
But that's another big red flag right there. How are you going to give free medicine? Why don't you give diabetics, especially children, why don't you give them their medicine free?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, can't do that because it's a money maker. Same thing with cancer. They've got the cure for cancer. They just don't want to give it to you.
No.
They ain't making money off you.
Yeah. Yes, I use the microwave to cook food.
Oh, you missed the good pork chops tonight.
I'm having leftover spaghetti.
But yeah, it's not just the COVID. It's all these different vaccines. I mean, I've learned a lot within the past 3 years by researching and just talking to my two good friends that are doctors.
Right.
And you know, I gave Savannah the choice. Now her pediatrician told her don't get the that HPV. Don't get that vaccination.
Yeah.
You don't need it. And I told her, I said, you know, it's your choice. And she says, no, I don't want that crap.
Right.
Just like when this COVID shit came out, she was scared and everything. Until hearing us and hearing me reassuring her, talking to her, and even my dad told her. He's like, you got more things to worry about than this COVID bullshit.
Yeah, no shit.
And that's when she finally made her mind up. She goes, all right. She says, I don't want to take it. I said, you don't have to. I mean, in our group alone, we have actually had it. And they recovered.
Yes. Yeah, Kim and John.
I mean, yeah, Kim was sicker than crap. Not just once, but it hit her a second time.
And that's
same
because they
John.
Wore the mask.
Right, same thing with John. And John said, after he got out of it, he's like, man, that was rough. He said, He said, I survived it.
And
both of them
even said he had to wear the mask, and that's when they got it.
Right. I mean, look at it this way. Why do you think firefighters don't keep their freaking masks on, you know, their oxygen masks on long, even during a fire? Why do you think you see them changing out people?
Right.
Because
having
a mask on is not good.
That's the other thing. A lot of people, they don't change out their masks.
Right.
And what was it? They're supposed to change them like every 20 minutes or something like that?
If you wanted to get technical about it, yeah, that's what they say. But again, are you going to trust what they say? I don't. My opinion,
no.
I don't.
Especially after watching that video where the worms were coming out of the mask.
Yep. I mean, a lot of that stuff, that could be Photoshop, but I highly doubt it.
I wouldn't doubt it one bit.
Well, the stuff with the worms actually is coming out of Germany. So, I mean, they're Photoshopping it for us. I think it's real because I also think I saw some of those out of Canada. There were actually different places that had it. The same thing, there have been a number of videos showing the same thing from different places.
Right, and it's just like everybody back in the day when I was stationed in San Diego, because Tijuana, Mexico is right there at the border. A lot of my friends had old cars that they were restoring, and they said, oh, well, we can get the upholstery to look, you know, like original by this guy I know in Mexico. So they go across the border. About 3 weeks later, man, if it don't smell like manure in your car, instead of the foam, they were filling it up with manure.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It is. But again, you know, you stupid Americans, I could do it and get away with it. How do you think buying things from China when we can make them right here in our own state? But it's just, it all boils down, just like of all evils that's been around for years and years and years, is it all boils down to the almighty dollar.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly.
Because
they
can't make a buck on it,
they don't want to give it to you.
Right. And I, you know, just like I had just said before you got on, Maria, when we were talking about these shots being free. Again, I know we've discussed it before, and this is what really pisses me off, because I do have two nieces that are type 1 diabetics, and they are only 3 and 5 years old.
Oh, man.
And if it wasn't for my 5-year-old's mother, my niece, being in the medical field, actually her health insurance is pretty good because it covers a good portion of it. She's got to pay some, but not as bad as what everybody else is. Now, if you can go ahead and stick people that you're killing with this freaking shot for free, make that shit free.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they
won't.
Well,
the reason why it's free is because it's going to make them money later when they really get sick from it.
Yeah. Because it's still going on. They claim it's not, but it's still going on. States have to report. And they're still trying to throw COVID down on people's death certificates.
Yeah, but it's not. It's the people are dying from the vaccine, not COVID. The majority of the people, you know, they're saying, you know, they get online, they say, oh, it's COVID, you know, people who are unvaccinated that are dying. But that's not true. It's the people who, you know, and the same thing too. If these vaccines are so good, what about the Democrats that ran away from Texas? Six of them got all of them were vaccinated, They were on a plane with nothing but other vaccinated people, and six of them still got tested positive for COVID.
Yeah, you know
so
why?
So who are they going to blame? Who did they get the COVID from? Not an unvaccinated person. There were no unvaccinated persons around.
No, because you know why? The ones that didn't get sick on that flight, they were the ones injected with the goddamn saline.
Probably. I mean,
think about it. Come on. I mean,
no,
this
no.
is this
I,
is
I
nothing
saw, I,
nothing less than a biochemical warfare.
Yep.
If
bioweapons.
You want to get technical.
See, I saw something. I don't remember what the name of the video was. I wish I could. That I don't know if I shared it on Telegram or not. That said that. In actuality, only 20% of people are getting the real vaccine. The rest of them are getting a placebo or saline. Whether or not you believe the conspiracy that it's so that not everybody dies at the same time and they don't have so many people, you know, so that they can trick people into more people getting it, you know, it doesn't matter what reason you want to believe for why they're doing it. They are not giving everybody the actual vaccine because it's still an experimental drug. It's still in the experimental phase, whatever that phase is called, the testing phase. That's why FDA has not yet approved it. It's still an experimental drug.
More reason not to get it.
Yep, they won't. They won't. And that's why I don't understand, and that's what Lauren and I were just talking about, is I don't understand. There's so much research out there that you could do on it to make a perfect informed decision for yourself and your family.
But the problem is people are not doing their own research. They're trusting their doctors. They're trusting the government doctors, though I'm not sure why. They're not doing their own research. You know, if people were making an informed decision to take this vaccine, it would be one thing. Because let's face it, look at all the commercials for these new medicines, and they list all of the side effects. Granted, none of the side effects are death, but still, they list all the side effects for these drugs that you can take for your particular illness, talk to your doctor about it, and people still take them. So if this vaccine is so good, so safe, it does. Why can't you do the same thing with it? The reason they can't advertise on TV is because they don't want to. They would legally be required to list all of the side effects, and they don't want to do that.
Right.
Because then they'd have to put the odds of you getting it, what the percentage is. In Alabama, in 3 days, 45 people died from the vaccine. It wasn't the VAERS. It was another reporting system. And they actually brought a lawsuit against down there to stop the COVID thing.
I have to believe that all these people that have actually took the vaccine, that they're the same people that if they were diagnosed from one doctor of having cancer, they'd sure as hell go out and get a second opinion.
But they're not.
Some people are getting the vaccine.
Because they've been hoodwinked, they've been coerced, they've been, you know, they've been told either you get the vaccine or you lose your job.
Yeah, those nurses out in California.
And Texas.
They got a lawsuit right now, and I guarantee you they've either been paid off already, that's why you ain't heard nothing more about it.
The one in Texas, too, Methodist. Hey, are either one of you guys doing the Freedom Rally 3.0 on Saturday?
No.
Where's that at?
All over. A lot of different. Almost every state has at least one or more. It's going across the world. I don't know if I shared it with you on Telegram or not. But yes,
I wonder why I haven't heard about that.
I don't know. I mean, it's a worldwide event. I mean, this is the third one. This is the third one this year. The second one was back in March. Let me get you the Let me get the thing for you.
Again,
That's
weird because I haven't even heard anything about it.
Well, I didn't hear about it until last Saturday. It was posted in the one group I'm in. Yeah, I just shared it on Telegram. It's listing all the states, the different groups, and let me see if I can find the one that lists which states are already have groups. Some of them have like 2 and 3 rallies all set up. Right now, we only have one here in Pennsylvania. But we didn't even start until like Monday or Tuesday. So hang on a minute. Let me see if I can find it. Hang on a minute. Yeah, it's let me see, World Freedom Rally. But yeah, so we're I figured I'd see if you. You knew about it. I was surprised because I know that they have it in hold on a minute. Yeah, the same thing. Did you see about that? The president of Madagascar was almost assassinated.
Yeah, I did see that.
Well, you know, he's one of the ones that Oh, wrong place. No wonder I couldn't find it. I was looking in the wrong room. He's one of the ones that is refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. And, you know, like the president of Haiti and I forget what the other two places, they refused it and they're dead now. Hold on, let me see. Hold on a minute. And, okay, World Route. Here we go. Here we go. This is the one for, I think, Missouri. I'll send that one to you. I'm trying to find the one that's for the whole world. Hang on a minute. At any rate, so, I'm hitting the wrong button. Defenders. There's a lot going on. And then you know, the business of Cuba, they're telling people from Cuba and Haiti are not welcome here in the United States. You know, don't bother coming here. We're just going to send you back.
That's because they have a voice in noise. They're trying to do to our state, our country.
Well, yeah, they don't want anybody not going to vote for them. But see, here's the thing. They don't really need people to vote for them. What they need is people to take the job, the low-income job. They need people to use the money, because here's something else I just heard, which is really scary. So the government is paying private organizations to help returning deportees get housing and financial aid and food stamps and health care. So, So this is like really concerning that they'll pay for organizations to help illegal migrants or migrants who were deported. They're going to pay companies to help bring them back, help them get free housing, free medical, free money, but yet they don't have that assistance for our veterans or homeless people in general. I'm looking for some.
Because like I said, this is the first time I'm hearing about this freedom.
Yeah, this is the third one they've had. There was one back in March, and I think the other one may have been in February. I vaguely remember seeing it, but you know, I didn't participate or anything. What happened was I had got it invited to like the Pennsylvania audit chat, and I went to check it out because I'm interested and I want to see what's going on, but I was not impressed at all and left the room. There we go. I think this might have more information. There you go. Worldwide demonstrations. July 24th, 2021. There you go. 180 plus cities around the world. Do you see that now? At any rate, if you click on the link, it'll give you more information for your state. And if you click on your state, you'll find out, you know, where the rallies are.
And the rallies around here are usually in the bigger cities, and I ain't driving no 5 hours.
Yeah. Well, yeah, some people, we're not going to be able to have everybody because, you know, we had to put it together so quickly, so we only have one, and it's actually here near York, between York and Lancaster County, the Wrightsville Veterans Memorial Ridge. And because the majority of us right now that were in the channel were in this area or close. So I think the majority of people are within 1 to 2 hours away. So we should have a pretty good turnout. And they contacted the local PA Free or Free PA group or whatever. So they're going to participate, and there's a bikers group, a Patriot Bikers group. They're going to be participating. So they rented a pavilion at the park there. So it should be a good showing. I'm wearing my Defenders shirt. So going to get some pictures and everything. I'll share the how it goes. It's about, you know, about the vaccine, you know. People need to make informed choices. I understand that there are people out there who, no matter what, are still going to decide to take the vaccine because they think the vaccine is going to give them a better chance than getting the disease. And that's fine. People have that right. But, you know, they're trying to force us to take it. Did you see what Mitch McConnell said today?
No, I didn't. No. I didn't catch him.
Mitch McConnell said that we need to get those vaccines in the arms, and if people don't start getting the vaccine, that he's going to side with the Democrats for more lockdowns. Now, I heard it out of his own mouth. Yes, that's what he said. That if you know, we need to get more, and you know, they're not following the science. Even if the vaccines were safe, even if they were not an experimental drug and they were safe, since when do you have to take a vaccine?
Right.
And they want to give it to children, force it on children who aren't even prone to getting it, or if they do, they don't know it. There has not been one death of a child. You're not following the science. That's all I know.
They've even came out, and like I said, I couldn't find the article again, but they've said that from 21 years old down, there are so many cases of kids already dead from it.
From the vaccine?
Yes.
Yes. The vaccine is killing the children, not COVID. Yes.
Right.
I don't deny that between 16 and 20, those teenagers can get COVID and can pass it. And a couple have died, but they had underlying health conditions. Now, all of a sudden, people who get the vaccine and get COVID and die, they're saying they did not die from COVID or the vaccine. They died from comorbidities. And I'm like, how the hell are they dying from comorbidities with the vaccine, but they weren't dying of comorbidities with COVID?
Because these hospitals in these states are still getting paid.
Yeah, they're hiding the truth. I know.
Right.
They're hiding the truth. You know, first they say 60% of current cases in the hospital of COVID that are in the hospital and dying are vaccinated people. 2 days later,
right,
the same guy comes back, oh, no, I said it wrong. That's not what I meant. And it's like, who paid them off?
Exactly. I want to know where the money's coming to pay these people off.
Wouldn't that be Soros?
Yeah,
well,
it's probably Soros.
Not just him.
And Rockefeller, was it a Rothschild? Rothschild, Rockefeller, Soros, all of them. You know, there were some conspiracies, you know, I was more than willing to listen to and even believe. Others were just too far out there to even consider. But these days, I'll consider just about anything because, you know what the running joke is right now, right? What's the difference between a conspiracy and truth?
Right.
6 months.
Right.
Right. So, you know, so these days I'm more than willing to believe just about anything except the vaccine being safe.
But that, you know, that's just it. And I mean, if they did the research, you know, you look at back at everything that man, Bill Gates and Fauci had said in the past, all had to do with population control.
That's right. Regarding people now that want him dead.
And isn't it awful funny that you don't hear anything about Gates anymore?
No.
You don't hear him out there.
He's staying hidden.
Uh-huh. You know why? Because
you don't hear nothing about anybody.
Right, but especially about Gates.
Every once in a while.
Because they want Africa wants him over there so bad.
Yes. I don't know if I shared with you, there was a, if I remember, where did I share it? There was this this guy in Africa, I don't know if he's a doctor, but he's saying, you know, they want to do their own research. Who the hell is it? I said, I like this guy. Too bad he's going to turn up dead.
I read that article. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I forget his name. He's what they call an elder doctor.
Yes.
In other words, he's self-taught.
Yeah, Dr. Mumba, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. A very intelligent man that spent all of his years studying, and he's got, if he was to take the tests, you know, to go to a real hospital or whatever, that man would work wonders.
Yeah, he was awesome, but they better make sure he's got a good security team because he's saying point blank, he goes, you're sending medicines to us that say not for sale in America or the UK. Do you think we're dumb? you know, you think we can't read the ingredients, that we can't test it? How do you know that the same thing that they're giving you is what they gave Biden?
Right.
Yeah, it's just really odd, a lot of stuff that's going on, and people are, you know, I'm done really trying to wake people up. I mean, I'm still trying, but I'm not stressing about it anymore. They're either going to wake up or they're not.
Right, but
and
then again, like I said, it goes back to what I said earlier. You know, the ones that took this vaccination are the same ones that have been told they've, you know, oh, if your doctor says you got cancer, get a second opinion.
Uh-huh. Right.
Oh, but
right.
You know, just because Uncle Sam said you better take this vaccine or else, oh, I better go run out and get it.
And then this graphene oxide, oh my gosh, you know, that's in the thing that, you know, a couple of different research places down in South and Central America, I guess, Argentina is one, and I forget where the other one is. A couple of them have tested the Moderna and I think the Pfizer medicine, and they have this graphene in it, which is deadly. It's a poison. It's like, you know.
Yep.
Why are they, you know, giving it to us? Like, I don't understand. The people are just sheep. People are sheep.
Exactly.
You know, I'm like, yeah. I'm watching these videos of what's happening to people who have gotten the vaccine. You know, some of them got it out of fear for their health. Some of them got it out of fear for their job or whatever. And, you know, because the majority of people are not being affected, like I said, you know, that video I saw saying only 80% of people are getting the actual vaccine. And if you're a healthy person, I'm sorry, only 20% of people are getting the actual vaccine. So only 20% of people are at risk. So you've got 80% of, you know, how many people did they say got the vaccine? 170 million or something here in America? So if only
they could say all they want, but it's not real. They're not real numbers, so I won't believe a word they say.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, using their numbers, say it's 160 million that got the vaccine. Of that 160 million, only 20% got the vaccine. The other 80% got a saline solution, so you can't even look at them. So now the 20% that got the vaccine, now they're all going to die in 2 to 3 years, supposedly. And I'm not questioning. They just might. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But a lot of doctors are saying they will, or at least their immune system is going to be shot. But that being said, you know, of that 20%, some of them are probably more than healthy enough that they can not going to have a reaction, or they're only going to have a minor reaction, whereas others are getting some serious side effects up to and including death. I think the number now of deaths by the vaccine is over 600,000 or something worldwide, 623 or something like that, because only like 1% of side effects are reported to theirs, and it seems that there's three different reporting systems just here in the United States, and then you got to count the UK and Russia and other countries.
Right, and it's awful funny that you got other countries sitting there laughing at us because they're like, aha, look at the idiots taking the shot.
Well, no, because the UK, we're not the only country. The UK actually is about to implement passport, the vaccine passport, that proof of a negative test is no longer sufficient. They must prove that they have the vaccine. France has already implemented it, so has Spain. That's why this, you know, they're doing this worldwide thing, because Australia also, I have a friend in Australia. She's just outside of Sydney. She said it's serious. They are locking down everything. And, you know, all these countries that are, you know, starting to have food shortages, you know, so it's a real thing. It's no longer a conspiracy. It's now in effect.
Right.
I know. Oh, no.
But I hear from a lot of my veteran friends. You know, I know a couple of them that are uptight about all this, because they're taking in the information and researching as I do, and we're getting frustrated. And granted, yeah, it's messing with my PTSD, but not to a point where I'm going to go off. Because I do other things to keep myself calm from doing that. But a couple of my friends I'm a little worried about. Because, you know, it strikes a veteran. I mean, I'm not going to say just a veteran, but in this case, it's striking two of my good veteran friends. And
right.
They're just at a point where they're like, when is enough enough of taking their bullshit?
Exactly. They screwed up a lot of my plans.
Yeah, like I said, I personally think the vaccine is poison. I will never take it. I don't think anybody should take it, but I think people need to have, you know, that if they're going to choose to take the vaccine, they should have all of the information, not just what one side wants them to hear. I don't even bother trying to tell some people about it, because I know they don't really pay attention to me, because, you know, I'm crazy. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I supported Trump. You know, I mean, yeah, the fact that I supported Trump definitely puts me out of a way of being listened to, you know. So I don't even bother. It's like, you know, do your own research. That's all I'm asking. The guy that invented the mRNA vaccine, the vice president of Pfizer, also, why won't you listen to them? What do you got against listening to them? They're also saying not to take it.
Right.
It's just, it is what it is. There's only so much we can do. God will, you know, God will take care of all of it. I have water, I have food. I don't know what else to do. It's I prepare for the worst, hope for the best, and live my life each day as it comes.
Yeah. I mean, that's all we can do. But I just don't like the fact that, you know, and I know where my friends are coming from, is that they don't like the fact of them trying to shove the propaganda down our throats.
Right.
And, you know, it's pretty sad when a lot of people get together, and especially veterans get together, and they're telling you, stay away from that shit. And you're
right.
Going to turn around and not believe us? Oh, well, then you know what? That's on you.
The It's each person is responsible for their own actions, and and that's what I keep saying. You know, we are only responsible for ourselves, and to set an example. You can't change anybody else. You can't force people to do things. They have to want to do this. And if they're not willing to acknowledge that there's a problem or that there's something they should consider, they're not going to. And, you know, so it's like, don't stress over it. It hurts me that, you know, people I care about don't listen to me or aren't willing to at least consider what I say. But it's, you know, all I can do. My youngest sister, the only reason she really listened to me is because after she got the jab and went to donate blood, they told her her blood platelets were pretty much non-existent the second time. And she was feeling really weird, and bruises were just appearing all over her body. So she was willing to take the supplements and vitamins and the other stuff that I gave her, you know, even if it was a bit weird, like the pine needle tea and the quinine and everything. And she took that and for a week, and then she went back to have them look at her blood again. It was, you know, still a little off, but they were willing to take her blood. But when they gave her the coagulant, they gave her too much, so they could not give her all of her blood back after taking the plasma. So, and then she took another week of the stuff that I gave her, and she's, you know, she said she noticed a big difference. She's feeling just like, you know, feeling almost as good as new as before she took the vaccine. So, I mean, if she had not taken the stuff that I gave her, if she had not had them mess up after taking her plasma, not giving her back all her blood, Lord knows what could have happened.
Right. Well, it's, you know, again, it's just like I said earlier, too, is that my sister, of all people, you know, she's got underlying conditions. And she went and got
right.
both the shots.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Wow.
So, you know, same thing. I get looked at like I got three heads. I've been called a conspiracy theorist by my own family for the past 3 years now. But yet, again, just like it's been spread all over the social media, now you're realizing that all of our conspiracies are coming out to be true.
Right. As I said, the difference between a conspiracy and truth is about 6 months.
Right. And, you know, and I actually said that to my family. I'm like, you know, yeah, you laughed at me behind my back and everything. Don't think I don't know. It don't bother me. But I know if shit hits the fan, I know I'm taking care of myself down here. You're in Jersey. What are you going to do?
Right.
And they were like, that's messed up. I'm like, well, I said, I got a group. I've had a group for going on 3 years. I said, not one of you have joined.
Wow.
So, you know, because we're conspiracy theorists.
You know what? And what about BlueAnon? They're conspiracy theorists, too.
Right.
Oh, look at MSNBC or whatever the heck those letters are. You know, Rachel Maddow, oh, my God, that woman's crazy. And CNN, you think they're not conspiracy theories? They've got conspiracies up the wazoo.
Look at how many reporters are freaking dumping journalism because of the bull crap they want them to lie about.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
that alone, too, should tell you something.
Yeah, and now they're saying that, you know, that the Democrats are not trying to defund the police. It's the Republicans. Like, you know. All I can do, you know, is all we can do really is pray. That's it. All we can do. And I, you know, I pray for us. I pray for the other side. You know, somebody posted something about, you know, like we jokingly, like I think I jokingly shared the Antifa hunting license. And, you know, and then somebody posted in my one group about, well, we need to, you know, kill all the communists. And I'm like, no, we don't. I said, you know, I'm not killing anybody that's not trying to kill me or, you know, or somebody I care about. I said, I'm not going to kill them just because they're communists and I don't agree with them. I said, you know, if they're not doing trying to do violence, then, you know, I don't care what they think. The Antifa, on the other hand, there's violence. Not all, you know, communists are not violent by nature, you know, not unless they're, you know, that's what they're doing. But the ideology is not about violence. Antifa, on the other hand, is about violence.
Look how quiet they got now. Wonder why.
Right. Have you seen all the flooding in China? All the dams and the bridges? And the subways?
I'm talking about Antifa. Quiet because they're still pissed that they didn't get paid for January 6th.
They're supporting the Cuban government, and according to AOC, America is responsible for what happened over there in Cuba and why it's in such bad shape, because we won't do business with them.
Right.
But that's not true. You know, we won't do business with a dictatorship. We'll do business with the people of Cuba. And we send more humanitarian aid and everything over there than any other country. You know, but the thing is that it's not getting to the people. And I saw an interview with this guy on Timcast, and he's from Cuba. He escaped Cuba when I think he was about 20 or something like that, and he's still a Cuban citizen. He won't take American citizenship, but he says he's more American than any of these American people today. He said that Cuba doesn't want food. They don't need food. They've got farms full of food. They don't want your medicine. They want freedom. They want to get rid of the dictatorship.
Right.
You know, he talked about AOC. He talked about, you know, Antifa. He said, you know, it was a really good interview. It was an old guy. And, you know, people don't realize Cuba, the problem, it's not that Cuba doesn't have the potential. They have the farms. They have the potential to be a great country. They were a great country. Have you seen any of the historical documentaries or anything on Cuba? I mean, that was a happening place. It was a major city. Havana was a major place in the world until Castro.
Right.
So,
and,
you know.
You got Biden sitting there and his administration sitting there. Oh, we're not going to get involved.
Right. Oh, well, no. They're going to send them some COVID vaccines. They're getting rid of emptying Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, again, which is what Obama started to try to do. And same administration, just underneath a different command.
The same thing, you know, that idiot Milley guy's talking about Afghanistan and what's happening over there. And it's like, you're not sending our troops back there. You know, why? I mean, you shouldn't. I mean, Trump was planning on pulling all our troops out of Afghanistan and Iraq. It seems we only have 900 men left in Iraq. But he was planning on doing it strategically so that the Taliban could not do what Biden allowed them to do. this is all Biden's fault, what happened in Afghanistan. I mean, you're going to leave the military base in the middle of the fucking night and not tell the Afghani military that you're leaving so that bandits can go in and rob the place?
Right. Well, see,
you know,
I got a kind of controversy with that because I don't think he even knew that they were leaving. I think they just got tired of being over there and fighting something that's been going on for over 20 years and tired of getting
shot. Oh, no, no, Biden made that happen. No. Biden knew it. See, Trump had a plan to pull the people out of Afghanistan and Syria, but it was a strategic plan. They were doing it slowly. You know, they were watching and making sure that the Afghan themselves were stable as they pulled back. Biden, the general, when they left, they were pissed that they had to pull out without notice. They left their interpreters. They didn't want to do that. They didn't play. This regime doesn't give a shit about anybody. Doesn't give a shit about our troops, our citizens. They're refusing to pay the National Guard. You know, the National Guard that they called in after January 6th, you know, the National Guard that were there for January 6th, and then the ones that they called in after that, they're not paying them. They told the states point blank, we're not paying you.
Right.
So now the states are like, what the hell? They've got to come up with the money for this. Where are they going to get the money?
Again, from that's one thing that cracks me up is that they're going to come after taxpayers, but yet they're going to come after them for all this. When all this does go away, the taxpayers are going to foot the bill for it all.
Yep. And now they're doing that UBI, and they've already started it in California. About sending out $2,000 to each person. And I told you with the illegal.
Right. It's, you know, again, it's because you got people like Psaki and Ayok and freaking Camilla and Biden.
You know what the sad part is? All these people, you know, including the illegal migrants, getting all this free help and everything. So I just got an inch thick of packet of paper from Social Security that I have to fill out because it's just possible I made a little bit too much money last year during COVID when my brother-in-law lost an employee and, you know, I took up some of the slack. I mean, I still kept my hours and income below, you know, what I was allowed.
Right.
But it's possible I made too much for my medical coverage and I might lose that. So, because when I originally got on Social Security, you were allowed to make one amount for cash and about half that amount for your medical. When I came back from Pennsylvania and I called and I found out, and I did it in Tennessee too, and they said, no, it's not like that anymore. It's just the one amount. So as far as I know, I'm still below that amount per month, but I'm going to have to sit down. They want the last 5 years, month by month, how much money I made. From January of 2016 to now, or January of 2021. And they don't want just the annual amount. They want the monthly amount, the hourly amount. I have to sit down and write all that in. And I might I work my ass off to fight getting money from the government because to be quite honest, I really don't care about the money. I care about the medical coverage because I can't afford medical coverage and I can't afford my drugs and I can't work without them. So I'm stuck. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. I'm also not allowed to save money because I'm on disability. So I'm basically fucked, you know. But yet, you know, these people, that's why it really aggravates me when I hear stories of the illegal migrants coming over and getting all of this stuff for free and have people helping them do it. I can't get anybody to help me. I called Social Security and they're just, oh, well, we'll send you a second document before we cancel you. Yeah, you know, because I told you know, cause I was trying to get a hold of somebody for weeks to help me because I only had 15 days. You know, it was before I went on vacation, and I wasn't getting a call back. So finally, I just called a general number, and they're like, "Oh, well, we would have sent you a second notice before doing anything." And I'm like, "Oh, great! You're not. Of course, I can't set up an appointment to go in to have somebody help me do it because you know, COVID. They don't do that anymore." It's just aggravating. And then, you know, I'm like, shoot, I'm running out of medication. I got to call and get a med check. And I call, oh, you were supposed to come last month in June. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, she said, you can't do this again or you'll lose your coverage. I'm like, really? You know, so American citizens, they make it very hard for us. But yet they make it easy for everybody else.
Yeah, it's, you know, again, that's, you know, instead of throwing all this money, trillions of dollars overseas, take care of your own people. I've been saying that for as long as I can remember.
I'm going to interrupt you. Hang on a minute. Hang on. There's breaking news in Washington, D.C. Hang on. I'm sending this to you in Telegram. This is from just a couple of minutes ago. There's an active shooter in D.C. with multiple victims reported at the intersection of 14th and Riggs Street Northwest. Police and EMS personnel are reporting numerous victims at this time. They're firing at a Mexican restaurant. There's at least three confirmed victims.
Damn. And you know who's down in D.C. right now?
Not Biden.
No. John.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What's
he's
he
on
doing
vacation.
There?
He's on vacation. I'm going to text him right now, make sure he's all right.
Yes. Please do. Yeah, you can see I sent you what I sent you. Yeah, that's not good. I just, you know, what's happening right now is, I mean, scary. It really is. And if it wasn't for the fact that I know God wins, and, you know, though we're going to go through hell for a little bit, it's going to be light at the end. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Yeah, that's one thing we need is God to step in.
Yeah. Yeah. God definitely. Without Him, I'm gonna have to take this. Hey, I got this stuff. It's, you know, when you get a Charlie horse. Have you guys ever? I'm sure you guys have had Charlie horses, right? You know how your muscles get, yeah. there's this stuff I ordered online, and I haven't tried it yet. I'm actually going to try it today. And it supposedly works almost immediately. It is a it's an Amish thing. I was shocked. It's let's see if I can get it. I'll have to tell Kim about it. I got it. It's called it's a proven old Amish formula. Stops leg and foot cramps in about 1 minute.
Wow.
It doesn't have a name. You know, I was looking for some quinine and this is what came up. So I'm like, it was on sale and it's from a place that I've been, it's an American made, it's an American company. Everything's from America. And the ingredients, so it's made from all organic stuff. And apple cider, made from certified organic apple cider and all-natural ginger and garlic juice.
Wow.
That's it. Right. That's it. Apple cider, ginger, and garlic.
Wow. Okay, I just got text back from John. They're good. They're on the Navy base now.
Okay.
So he's safe.
Good.
Because he was posting all over Facebook all day today. That's why I was saying. The last place, and
you know,
I didn't think about it until I texted him, was the last time I heard from him was about 6 o'clock tonight, and they were out to dinner.
Well, I'm glad they're good. Australia is locking down 900,000 people because one person died, an 80-year-old man died of COVID.
Wow. I wonder how much money they got.
You know. Did you see the American women's soccer team lost? I am so happy. I mean, that team didn't deserve to win at the Olympics. They're the ones that didn't kneel. I mean, that knelt for the anthem.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know anymore. I just, like I said, I joined this group that's, you know, local, they're all new people. We're all, you know, like we're putting this rally together, and it'll be nice to have some locals that are like-minded, like, you know. And it's a good mix. I did share the blog thing. We can't share Facebook stuff, so I had to, you know, I have to be careful how I share things because they don't, you know, we don't put anything from Facebook or Girder in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling that, you know, you probably have been in jail too many times. Facebook's probably going to get rid of you pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt.
I'm in jail. I got
You're
22
in jail
days.
Again?
Yeah, I got 22 days left.
Lorna's the reason why I keep getting in jail.
You got me put in here this time. Oh, there's a big buck out eating my apple tree.
Really? You got an AK-57? AK-47, no. Whatever the hell that thing is?
No.
Here you go. It just came across my screen. Biden health officials begin discussing mask recommendation as variants surge cases.
Okay. All right. First of all, the variants are the vaccinated are getting them, not the unvaccinated.
Exactly.
Of course, they're lying.
But they're going to twist it, and because they want everybody that's been vaccinated to be haters on us.
Yeah, but see, but the thing is that if you got vaccinated and the vaccine is supposed to protect you from getting COVID, then what the hell does it matter if I get it or not? Now they're saying, oh, well, no, it actually just makes it so that you don't get it as bad. And I'm thinking to myself, make up your fucking mind. And then they're like, well, you got to get a booster every 6 months. Oh, no, you got to get a booster every month. And the variants aren't, they're not working against the variants. And I'm like, what the hell do you mean they're not working against the variants? A variant means it's the same virus with a slight change. So if the vaccine works against the main person, the main virus, it should be working against the slightly altered ones too.
Right. Well, right now they're trying to say, but now that the Delta variant makes up over 80% of cases in the U.S., yeah, 80%
of the ones that are taking people who have not been vaccinated.
Right. It's 80% of the people that have been vaccinated.
And then the masks. Okay, we know the masks don't work. Fauci, them fucking emails. Are they just completely disregarding those emails? Are they not paying attention to those emails? Do those emails
that
were released from Fauci not matter at all?
No, because that's why they came out with the variant, to take your mind off of that.
But the masks don't work. The lockdowns
we know that.
Don't work. You know,
we
and
know
the,
that.
Yeah, I know, but I figure maybe somebody's out there listening that, you know, doesn't already know it.
I'm telling you, I get hate mail all the time, but you know what? I tell them like it is. You don't like my program, don't come on.
It's like, you know.
Because obviously you don't want to put your 2 cents in if you're not calling in on the show.
Yeah. You know, it would be nice if you got some people that were willing, you know, to call if they have an opinion that's different,
right?
Or at least are willing to play devil's advocate. I'll play devil's advocate. I don't have a problem doing that,
right?
You know,
and
I mean,
I don't have a problem with somebody that has their own thoughts about it. I'm not going to down them for it. I'll let them say what they want to say. But the thing is, don't go, you know, attacking us because our opinions is different.
Yeah, I agree.
But
I would really like to have
somebody, a lot more people on with different opinions, because that's what makes it more interesting.
Right. And there was a time when we could do that. We could have conversations where we completely disagreed and just agree to disagree and then go out to dinner. Today, no, because if you disagree, they're gonna beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. No. I had this I forget who I was talking to, but I had that conversation today. Back when I was growing up, we settled it with our fists and our feet. Or a stick. Nowadays,
yeah, but once the fight was over, you're right, but once the fight was over, you shook hands and went out to lunch.
Right. Yeah, the joke was, I beat your ass and I got to buy you lunch too.
Right. You know, these days they don't see things the same way.
No.
I went for my monthly massage yesterday as a young man. We were talking, and you know, I have a feeling we, you know, agree on a few things and disagree on a few others, But the one thing we did agree on is that people no longer agree to disagree. They, you know, they're just so set in what their mindset that they're not willing to step back and say, okay, so you're upset. You don't agree with what I said. Let me stand in your shoes, see why. What was it that I said that you didn't like or you don't agree with and why? And then, okay, so we can still, I still don't agree with you, but I can understand your perspective. And still part friends. You can't do that today.
No.
You know, I have no problem stepping back and trying to understand somebody else's feelings, somebody else's perspective. You know, I get called names because I'm like that. But, you know, so what? You know, just because I'm conservative, just you know, because I am approved, doesn't mean that I can't see the other side. It doesn't mean I can't accept somebody that's the exact opposite than I am. So, you know, so we need, you know, and I had a lot of friends, I still have a lot of friends that are the complete opposite that I am, and we get along fine. Because we come from an era, a time, or a family where you that's how you behave. We didn't come from a time of entitlement. We don't feel entitled.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, and the internet
is doing it. Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. The internet's a joke anymore. But just, you know, that's another way that they're, you know, dividing us.
Yeah.
They want to divide us by color, by culture, by religion, and gender.
Right.
They also want to divide us by gender. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, they want to make us all one gender.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'm running out of things to talk about, so I think we're
going to
cut it off.
No, I miss Kim. I hope she caught some fish.
Last I heard she was in a gun store.
Oh shit. There goes the money again.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said, why is it that every time I go to the gun store I spend over $1,000?
Yeah, I'm seriously gonna have to consider getting a rifle one of these days.
You could do finance with no credit check.
Yeah, I know. I also have
and
a credit
got,
card.
Two of the organizations I belong to, they got it where shoot now, pay later. Which is you get the gun, but you make your monthly payment on it.
Right. That's not a bad plan.
If you think about it, you buy yourself an AR-15, you buy yourself another pistol if you want another pistol. And
I only need one handgun. But an AR-15, what kind of ammo does that use?
You got to get one that's that the barrel is 5.56 and 2.23.
And what ammo is that? Remember, I'm a noob.
Winchester sells the a lot. You can get cheaper ammo online.
What caliber?
2.223.
Okay.
I don't want
another 9mm because 9mm ammo is very expensive and hard to get.
Yes. Now, 223 shooting it is cheaper and it's less on the barrel. The more you shoot 5.56 out of it, the more you're going to tear the barrel up.
Oh no. I'm not looking for.
So
I'm assuming that's a bigger bullet.
But what I do is I keep a lot of both of the rounds, because you always keep the 5.56 for emergency situations, because it's a bigger round.
Well, the other one won't hurt people, won't kill people.
Oh yeah, it'll do damage 2.23. But if you want a longer shot, if you need to shoot a longer shot, that's where 5.56 comes in.
Huh, I'll have to look into that.
But yeah, no, you always, when you're looking at ARs, you want that, because it's a lot heavier barrel.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not in weight.
Does it have less of a kick, or does it still have a kick?
No, they really don't have a kick. It all depends. If you hold a gun, any rifle in your shoulder, if you hold it loosely, it's going to have a kick, and it's going to bruise you.
Right.
The tighter that you pull that into your shoulder and you lean forward into it, that lessens the impact, and you don't get that sore shoulder.
Yeah, like I said, that's my next purchase. You know, that's of course if I have a chance before the world goes to hell. You know, it would have to be within the next few days, because I keep hearing, you know, everything I hear is like the end of August. Like, you know, by the end of August, beginning of December.
For some reason, everybody's talking about August.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
Knows
and
something.
It's not just because of Mike Lindell. It's a lot of stuff. And then, you know, Flynn came out openly in support of Q. So that, you know, definitely caused a ruckus. And then the Pegasus stuff, you know, the spyware from Israel.
Right.
And then Jen Psaki and Biden both admitting, well, no, I'm sorry, I think Biden tried to undo it. But Jen Psaki, no, he did. Both of them admitting that they tell Facebook what to take down.
Sure.
You know,
we've
I mean, that they just made that just yeah, that just made Trump's case.
Exactly.
And then Pelosi, despite the fact that it was voted against, Pelosi still created this committee to investigate January 6th, and she allowed McCarthy to pick five Republicans. She made sure Cheney was on it, but she said that he could pick five more. Well, she don't like two of them, and so she's saying that they're not going to be allowed. And McCarthy better stand his ground. He's saying that you either take all of them or none of them, which would, of course, take away the legitimacy of her thing. But she doesn't want Jim Banks, I think, and Jim Johnson or something like that. The reason she doesn't want them is because they actually want to know what happened on January 6th. They're not willing to buy her line that it was all Trump supporters.
Right. But you cannot deny video. Not a live
video. But see,
video.
That's just it. We're not seeing all the video. That's the whole point. They're not allowing.
But it doesn't matter. It's out there. The public knows.
Yes. Well,
they've seen They've seen that the Capitol Police just stepped aside, opened up the gates and said, come on, guys.
Yes, you're right. There is enough evidence that shows, you know, that it was not an insurrection.
No.
You know, that it was evacuated because of the bombs that were placed at both the RNC and the DNC. And they still,
look,
what I don't understand is how the hell they have not managed to identify the person that planted the bombs, despite having
all that video footage and everything of the guy doing it?
Because it's one of either one of their informants. It's either one of their informants.
They know exactly who it is.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, I'm just taking one day at a time. Me and my cat, he definitely is a good companion. He is not a very good travel companion because he sucks at navigating or keeping you awake. You know? And he also has become an escape artist. Usually I tell him to stay in the yard. He will stay, but sometimes he sneaks off to the neighbors. I don't know. Like I said, the best we can do is pray and, pray for the best and prepare for the worst.
Exactly. And with that note, I'm going to close this down because we got 2 minutes left. So thank you both, Lorna. Thank you, Maria.
Yes, sir. Always.
And God bless America. God bless our kids, our troops, first responders, our veterans, and God bless the Defenders 7. Everybody have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.